like to share with you on this great Palm Sunday, and we invite you to get you a couple of palm leaves and just remember the celebration of the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Amen. Already heard in your hearing out of St. Mark, the 11th chapter. I'll read verses 1 through 6, supporting scripture this morning, coming from Philippians 4 and 19. Bible reads, "And when they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethpage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples, said unto them, Go your way into the village over against you. And as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a coat tied whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord have need of him. And straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the coat tied by the door without in a place where two ways meet. And they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye loosen the coat? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded. And they let them go." Philippians 4 and 19, a very familiar passage, says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Third verse of the 11th chapter of St. Mark. "And if any man say unto you, Why do you this? Say ye that the Lord have need of him. And straightway he will send him hither." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning. Whatever the Lord needs, he can get. Whatever the Lord needs, he can get. Hallelujah. Truly, I am excited about the Lord this morning. We are so excited about our young people this morning. Hallelujah. Let's give them some love this morning. Oh, we ought to be able to do better than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is worthy this morning. We say to our other parents and grandparents that if you don't see your child here or ushering or doing some of these other things, get your children involved. We got people that are willing and ready, and as you see, they're doing a fine job with them. And the more you have to work with, the better off you are. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we encourage you to just listen to the announcements and let your children be a part of this ministry, because it's important to us. It's going to be important to them at some point in their life. You never know whose lives they might touch just by getting that seed planted within them to know Jesus for themselves. They may be told at school that they cannot pray, but when we teach them that you can meditate and think on the name of Jesus, you don't have to open up your mouth. You don't have to say anything, but you can still think about the power of God. And when we sing and we react to the fact that we know what prayer can do, then we teach our young people, when you feel like you may not be able to remember, just start talking to your master. Say, "Lord, let me remember what I've studied so that I can do a good job." And we thank God. I thank God. For everything that's been said and done in this place on today, especially when it concerns the youth of our church as well as our community, because they are somebody very special, and we just want to treat them as such. God has blessed us in this house this morning. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. We ought to be glad to be in the midst of the Spirit of God, because it's a good thing to know that you don't have to be in here to get it. But it's good that when we come here, that it's here. Hallelujah, Jesus. A lot of times you don't get it because you don't want it. So if you don't want it, don't hinder nobody else from feeling what they came to get from the Lord. Don't nobody know your walk like you know, but every one of us know that everybody needs the Lord in their lives. We can't make this journey all by ourselves. It's nobody but the Lord God that has blessed us. God is able to do whatever he needs to do. I found this morning, as I share with you, whatever the Lord needs, he can get. Because he is an all-powerful God. It is by the grace of this great God that I speak of this morning and his mercy that we have been allowed to assemble ourselves together on another day of fellowship, another day to celebrate Jesus, another day just to give a testimony just how good the Lord has been. And not only has he been good, but God is good right now. Right now, we owe God a praise. Right now, we ought to give God glory, and we ought to just thank God for this another day's journey. We come and we celebrate another Palm Sunday, remembering that special day some 2,000 plus years ago when Jesus, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, openly proclaiming his role as the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. That came to save us from our sins. And I don't know about you, but I thank God that he came to save us, because we would all be most miserable and we would all be lost. But because of the blood of Jesus, because of the fact that Jesus came and he died, then we have the right to the tree of life. We that are believers know that even though all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, because of the power of Jesus, our sins have been forgiven. So we have come to this place at this given time, and we know that as Christians and believers, we find this to be what we refer to as Passion Week, the week in which our Savior Jesus the Christ endured many things, from adoration and praise on Sunday, and in the course of a week, things took a turn for the worse. He was betrayed, he was falsely accused, mocked and disrespected, beat shamelessly, and ultimately killed, buried in a borrowed tomb. But I thank God that the Bible declares, as he said in his own words, that on the third day, I'll get up with all power in my hand. I don't know. This must be a mighty, mighty good day in the Lord, because we thank God, even though it might have been a little chilly this morning, I thank God for the heat that I feel in my soul right now. Thank God that he is able to bless us in the midst of him and everything that we are going through. Then when I look at this host of people that God have allowed to come to the house of God this morning, so Sister Judy, we got an early Easter this morning, but I thank God for it. Thank God for it, because every time that we assemble together is a good time. And never take for granted the fact that God has blessed you to be in the number one more time. So here we are on this day that the Lord God has made, and we ought to be glad in it. I'm glad to be a part of everything that's going on. I'm glad that I can say that I'm still here. I'm glad to be able to say I'm in the number one more time. When we think about all that the Lord has done for us, we should at least be willing to tell God thank you. I think it's a sad, sad when we go through life and God blesses us day after day, and until we find ourselves laid on a bed of affliction or going through trouble that we don't know how to get out of, we don't take time out to talk to the Lord. But isn't it a good thing that we can talk to him on those good days? On those days when you don't have anything necessarily bothering you, but you just want to tell God thank you. You look out and see the beautiful flowers and just say, God, I thank you for the beauty in the flower. Every now and again, when you got a heat of the day and a nice breeze come through, Lord, I just want to thank you for that breeze that you sent my way. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Those little things that we sometimes take for granted is a blessing from the Almighty God. There's somebody this morning that would like to be sitting in that pew where you are. But they're not able to dress themselves. They're not able to get up and go about like you were. So they have to depend on somebody else. It's a sad thing to have to depend on other folk for your salvation and religion. It's a sad thing to have to depend on somebody to get to the house of God, or even to get from A to B. But it's a sad thing when we won't help one another along the way. We ought to be a help to one another. We ought to trust that God has blessed us to be a blessing. It was God. It was God that made us from the dust of the ground. The Bible declared that he breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. And after that, man became a living soul. Then the word of God tells us that it's in him that we live and move and have our very being. See, I couldn't even move if it wasn't for the Lord. I may have a mind to want to say something, but if God don't allow a sound to come out, I couldn't say a mumbling word. Heard the saints of old say in a song that if I couldn't say a word, that I waved my hand. And I didn't know what all of that meant until they had days in my life when I couldn't say what I really wanted to say. But how many of you know that it's good to be able to wave to the Lord and know that when I wave, he knows exactly what I'm waving about. That's the kind of God we serve. He blesses us despite ourselves. He blesses you despite your enemy. He blesses us even sometime when you wasn't expecting it. Somebody wasn't expecting that Holy Ghost fire to jump on them this morning. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you began to feel the power and the manifestation of the power of a mighty God. And that's one thing about the power of God: when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. And if you don't move, you don't hurt nobody but yourself. You just sitting there and just squirming and squirming. Just, all you got to do is just pick your feet up, put them up, pick them up and put them down. Pick them up, put them down. Every now and again. God been too good to us. Sit around like he owes us something. Truth be told, every one of us ought to be on fire this morning. When you look back over your life and see what the Lord God has done, you know it wasn't nobody but Jesus. You're able this morning to say that the Lord is your shepherd. Then you ought to know him to be a shepherd. David said, because he's my shepherd, I shall not want. So I found out that I might not have everything that I want, but I do serve a God that supplies every one of our needs. Our problem is that we got it all twisted. We began to get our needs and our wants mixed up. And so until we get a clear understanding between a need and a want, we're going to go through life wondering, am I getting everything that's coming to me? Well, you got to understand this morning that there's something that you might want that you don't need. So God has a way sometimes of making sure that he don't allow you to get something that's going to put you deeper than what you need to be, because you might not be able to find your way out. And there are times when you don't realize that there are things that God has already put into place. And all you got to do is trust that God has everything that we need. God's got it. Now, somebody might say that I question that, because every time I turn around, I'm going through one situation or another. But I'm glad to know this morning that I serve a God that is able to understand where I'm coming from. Folks sometimes don't understand you. There's some folk that want you to sort of dance to their tune. Ain't anybody ever felt like a puppet on a string? You know, as long as you just dangling along and doing what they want you to do, everybody's happy. But as soon as you pull on that string and say, hold up, I don't feel like moving my leg this morning, then you get a little friction, you get a little animosity, you get a little wind in the jaws. But you got to learn how to have your own mind. That's one thing we need to let our young folk know this morning. Don't always be a follower. Learn how to be a leader. And if that buddy that you got always getting in trouble, find a new buddy. Some might not like you because you got a little brains in. You got to learn how to keep your mouth closed. Don't worry about who don't like you. Just thank God for who do like you. And you don't have a friend, do understand this. You got a friend in Jesus. Didn't nobody tell you they love you? Pastor Cain loves you with all of my heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every now and again, we got to tell our children. Don't wait for somebody else that don't really love them to sucker them in and make them think that they are being loved. That's why so many of our young people are going through this morning. It's because we have stopped taking the time out to embrace our children and let them know it's all right to have a hug. It's all right to have a little kiss on the cheek. Trying to make them be grown before they grown. I ain't even going to go there. I ain't going there. Y'all about got me on another page just that quick. Don't start talking about my babies. Now back to this where I was supposed to be. Paul said to the Philippians, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. So Paul is saying, now, I'm not asking you for any material things. I'm not asking you even for your support. But I do want you to know that I thank God for your service. And I want you to know that you need to do service in a way that God will be pleased with what you do. Understand that you cannot outgive God. I don't care how much you give in your tithes and offerings, how much of your time you give for meetings and rehearsals and all of the other things that it encompasses to have what we call ministry. Ministry is more than a sermon. Ministry is more than a good little shout and go home talking about you had a good time. Well, now that you've had your shout on and you had your good time, now it's time to be a witness. Now it's time to share and spread the good news. And the good news is that a wretch like me can still feel the power of a mighty God. Even though I haven't dotted every I, crossed every T, I still serve a God that looks down on me, picks me up when I fall down, helps me when I need a little helping hand. Every now and again, when I'm down on the bed of affliction, I can look up to the hills, knowing where my strength comes from. Somebody in here this morning, we know we got those that are going through. Sickness is all over the land. But I thank God that He is able right now to touch your feeble body. And the doctor may say, I'm going to have to run some tests. I got to find out this and I got to find out that. But I want to tell you about another doctor that already knows what your situation is. He can pinpoint exactly what you got going on inside your body. This doctor I'm talking about, you don't have to get in the MRI machine, but he's able to look right through your body. Hallelujah, Charles. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? But my God, and that's what I like about Paul, is he's acting like David now. He's personalizing this thing. My God is going to give me what I need. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Why shouldn't I want? Because He makes me everything that I have. God made it and gave it to me. And so I thank God for being that kind of God this morning. I thank God that as we come to share on this great Sunday morning, and as we share on this Palm Sunday, let us look in our text. I'll be with you about 10 more minutes, 10, maybe 15. But now, we look here in our text. We picture in your mind Jesus the Christ. He is going to be the main attraction for what I'm going to call this morning the Palm Sunday Parade. Now, we know that every parade that we know of on this side is always a grand marshal. So now when I started thinking, Lord, what you want me to talk about, I started and was leaning toward hail to the grand marshal. But then when I began to look at definitions of the grand marshal, that wasn't enough for my Lord. He got more power. He got more authority. He got a higher status than a grand marshal. So he is the main attraction for the Palm Sunday parade. This parade was the most crucial parade known in the world's history. Jesus made his triumphal entry to fulfill the prophecy that was foretold of the coming Messiah. Bible says, and when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples. Now, we realize that there were 12 disciples, but it does not specify exactly which two he sent. The Bible said, it said unto them, go your way into the village. The one over against you, in other words, the one right over on the other side. And as you soon as you enter there, you'll find a coat tied wherein never man set. Loose him and bring him. But if any man say unto you, why do ye this? All you got to say unto him that the Lord have need of him. The Bible declares, and he will send him hither. Does that not say that whatever the Lord needs, God can get it? Look at what he's saying here. Here we have Jesus coming into Jerusalem. But now, when we look at these words of the Lord, we also realize that there is some insight there that lets you know that he's God, that he's all-knowing, and that he can say exactly what needs to be said, and it happens exactly like he said it's going to happen. So now, as we move forward, the Bible says, and they went their way. So now the two disciples are on their way, and when they got there, they found the coat tied by the door without in a place where two ways meet, and they loose him. So it was almost like they were at a crossroad. When they got to the crossroad, they looked up and they saw it, the coats tied there exactly like Jesus had said. Now, isn't it just like the Lord? To know exactly what's going on in our minds. Isn't it just like God to know how curious we are? Some of us have curiosity. Some of us have nose trouble. Some of us just wants to be in the know. So the Lord knows that if anybody sees you, somebody going to ask you a question. So what I love about the Lord is the Lord already gave him the proper answer. Anybody ask you, why loose ye the coat? Just tell them that the Lord have need of him. That's enough right there. If the Lord got need of something, then we ought to be able to give God what he need us to give him. When you think about all that the Lord God has given you, are we not able to give God back something? Bible declared that certain of them that stood there and they said unto them, what do you loosen in this coat? Said unto them that Jesus had commanded and they let them go. That's power. God has the kind of power that he don't have to be where you are to bless you. He don't have to be where you are to make a way for your deliverance or to make sure that you are safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. God has angels that he's dispatched to watch over us. Those angels watches over us that when we think that we were lucky, we are blessed. Just a moment, things can happen. A second, things can happen. But if you just trust God, God has a way of working things out. We come this close to having an accident yesterday. Would have been my fault too, Lord Jesus. And it would have been quite a few cars messed up. Brother Wayne said, look out, Rev. Now I immediately floored the brakes. Thank God for some good brakes. It is amazing how God blesses us. And then we just move along like, oh, it's all right. But now in my inner mind, I'm beginning to think what I could have done. I'm beginning to thank God for what he didn't allow to have done. And we got to where we were going, safe from all hurt, harm, or danger, back safe from all hurt, harm, or danger, and everything is all right. Who would serve a God like that? That thing that happened in your life sometime is for you to share so that somebody will know that the watchful eye of the Lord is always with you. Don't take it for granted. When God got something for you to do, he going to take care of you. You might not understand it sometime, but you got to trust the word of a mighty God. So now when we thank God for Jesus the Christ, he comes into Jerusalem on that great day. Bible said that they began to get there. They brought the coat to Jesus. They cast their garments on him. And then they set Jesus thereupon. You know, they gave him what we like to call the red carpet treatment. But the Bible declared that many spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches off of the trees, strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the king of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. I just want to let somebody know this morning that the God that we serve, he is able to do anything that needs to be done. God is always where he needs to be. And when I call on the name of the Lord, I found out that all we got to do is have a little joy. We ought to have joy down on the inside, trusting the power of a mighty God. And I want to let you know this morning, if there's some things going on in your life, don't let nobody get between you and your love for the Lord. You got to trust God with all of your heart. You got to know that the Lord God is going to be right there by your side. When I look at Jesus riding into Jerusalem, we ought to be just like the saints of God. We ought to be lifting up holy hands. Somebody ought to say, Hosanna, hallelujah to the name Jesus. Somebody ought to say, here he come, King of kings and Lord of lords. I see that the parade is on the way, and we began to make a whole lot of noise. When there's somebody that you love in the midst, we will always try to get a good look. Anybody ever went to the parade and you try to get there early enough that you can get on the front line so you'll be able to see everything that comes by? But I just want to let you know this morning that you wasn't going to have no trouble seeing Jesus, because the Lord our God, he did come in on a raging horse. But the Bible declares that he came in on a colt, and that represented some peace. Don't you know every now and again the peace of the Lord is going to stand? And if you know God for yourself, the Lord will do what nobody else can do. I just about to tell somebody that whatever the Lord needs, when the Lord needs it, he can get it. If God needs you to act like somebody every now and again, he'll make you have to sit down and realize that I can't do what I've been doing, but I gotta trust the power of God. Every now and again, the Lord will allow something to happen in your life to make you realize that he is the one that got all power in his hand. Anybody know who God is? Anybody know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Jesus, the lily of the valley. I'm talking about Jesus, the one that'll do whatever nobody else can do. He is the one that I'm talking about, the one that rode into Jerusalem, all power in his hand. Everybody talking about Hosanna. Everybody saying, oh, how I love Jesus. But isn't it mighty funny how quick we change up our mind? The Lord blesses us on Monday, Sunday, and on Monday we back where we were. I want to let you know that when God got into Jerusalem, he was just acting like a king. He said, I'm going to not have my mouth silenced anymore. But I want everybody to know that I am the Messiah. I am the king. I am the one that you've been looking for. I came to save you from all of your sin. I want to let you know that if you trust in me, everything is going to be all right. But I heard somebody say they're making too much noise. Listen at them down there in Powell's Chapel. Some of them hollering, some of them crying, some of them running around, some of them jumping around, some of them acting like they don't know what to do. But I'm glad to make a joyful noise. I'm glad to be able to holler out to the Lord. Because the Bible said that if the Lord had made them hush, the very rocks would begin to cry out. No, I'm not worried about who don't want me to shout. I'm not worried if you don't want to say thank you, Jesus. I'm going to thank him while I can. Are there any praises in the house? Is there anybody happy in the house? Anybody glad that God got you up this morning? Anybody glad that God had made a way out of no way? Anybody glad to know Jesus for yourself? Is there anybody glad to know that Jesus is on his way? And we better get ready to sing the song of Zion. He's worthy, God's worthy, Almighty Creator. Lord of my rock, in him will I trust. He is Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, first and the last. He will be right there. And I thought about to let you know that if there's something that you don't have, but if you need it, my God, just apply all of your need. The same way that the Lord, whatever the Lord needs, he can get it. So whatever you need, God can get it. You might not can get it, but God can get it. And if God gets it, and say this for you, no weapon, nobody, no enemy will be able to hinder you. But what God has for me, what God has for me, is there anybody expecting anything? Anybody looking for anything? Anybody waiting on God? I want to tell you this morning, hold on and hold out. Because whatever God needs, God gets it. He's going to get you to where you are listening and hear what thus said the Lord. Whatever God needs, God gets it. Because he has a way of making preparations. There are those that pondered and wondered, how is it that they allowed these two men to come in and take this coat and leave? All it took was the word of the Lord. For Jesus said, just tell them that the Lord have need of him. When something happens in your life, this God I'm talking about this morning, he's not dead. He lives. He still has all power. And if you trust him, if you believe in him, if you can look farther than your hand and know that God is able to do the impossible, then things will begin to change in your life. When we look and we visualize in our minds Jesus processing into the city, and everybody shouting and praising his holy name, Hosanna in the highest, King of David. And then the Bible declares that after getting into the city, he went to the synagogue. He didn't go for a prayer meeting. He just went to sort of check things out. It's as if he came in here this morning, rushed through with the Spirit. And while the Spirit came through, he watched all of us. What we felt, what we thought. And then he left. The Bible declares that he and the disciples alone went back to Bethany. Now, isn't it amazing on special days how everybody wanted to be in the number? Everybody was there that Sunday. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But then in the evening, just him and the faithful few. People will leave you all by yourself. There's some that use the term, they'll leave you and hang you out to dry. But if you are a believer, God will never leave you. He said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. As we celebrate Holy Week this week, let us remember, first of all, this Sunday, when Jesus made his triumphal entry into the city, and all the people glorified him. And the key of our message today is that if God needs something to happen, he can do it. God has all power in his hands.